overall record of 4-3 and 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today to set the table for today's contest in women's college basketball. And here's what the coach had to say. The first order of business was talking about last Saturday's win over the Doan Tigers. From Marty and Coach, first of all, before we talk about tonight's contest, let's talk about Saturday just a little bit. Take away the first 10 minutes of that ball game with Doan College, and your team did some really good things.
Yeah, you know, looking back on the game and watching the tape, I was able to see a lot of good things that we did in terms of ball movement and being able to play some really good defense. And I thought Bailey Spencer stepped up and played some good post defense for us. And we got a very productive play off our bench, 26 points. I believe off of our bench. So, you know, I was really happy with a lot of things, even though we did have, I felt like, a lot of good things that we could work at yesterday in practice.
After those first 10 minutes, I guess one of the things that really jumped out at me was that for the last 10 minutes of the second half, when things still weren't really going your way, you found a way to survive, stay in the ball game, and actually cut into the lead and have it at a manageable difference by halftime.
Yeah, it was a 7-point game at halftime, and at halftime, you know, the first thing I said to the team is, you know, congratulations for somehow staying in the game, because we should have been blown out and we could be down 20. You know, and I think they felt the same way, but we made a bunch of free throws. You know, we were 14 of 16 in the first half from the line because we attacked the basket. And, you know, giving up 26 points in the first 10 minutes, you know, before that, when there was 10 minutes and 7 seconds left on the scoreboard, they had 26. And so to hold them to 60 for the game, it was 30 pretty good minutes of defense for us.
Well, Marty, the opponent this evening, is there anything that you can carry forward from Saturday's game as you prepare for Mount Marty?
Yeah, they're actually similar teams. You know, they rely on guard penetration and one post player that they throw it into a lot. So, you know, they're pretty similar teams, and they're both veteran teams. So, you know, Mount Marty has been very successful attacking the basket and getting to the free throw line. This year they've gotten the free throw line 50 times in one of the games. You know, they're 5-4. They score a lot of points, and they shoot the three really well. So, you know, there's so many challenges that they present, but yet we feel like we have ways that we can counteract some of their strengths.
What are some of those ways that you can counteract their strengths?
Well, I think if we pressure them, you know, a little bit, and if we can stop them from penetration, if we can hurt them on the offensive boards, I think those are all ways that we have to work at it. I think also, you know, maybe throwing some different defenses at them, confuse them a little bit, and we just have to do a great job guarding their shooters. They have one shooter that's 27 for 63, Taylor Forsh. You know, that's a lot of made threes and taken threes and a very good percentage, having been 9 games in for them.
As a coaching staff for you and Terry Beimers and for Darren Kaiser, this year is a little different, and I'll explain that a little bit, in that you don't have defined roles right from the beginning of the season. That's the first time in a while that we've really had that. How does that affect you as a coaching staff?
Well, it's really fun because you have, you know, we've got some excellent personnel and love the team and all the different individuals, but we've got a lot of different individuals that are trying to compete for jobs, and we want them to complete the team and do the things that they can do the best. And they're, you know, they're getting that message, but it's a lot of fun because practices are very competitive, and, you know, we have different options, we feel, as far as if we need offense or if we need defense or if we need somebody that can get on the boards for us. We have different people that we can try, and it'll take us a while to sort out, you know, who we are as a team and our team identity, you know, and it'll take us a while to develop a consistent rotation. So that's a difficult thing for the young ladies, but you know, we are a work in progress, and it sure is a lot of fun.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on a Tuesday evening, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And that is why we bumped things up one day from our typical Wednesday night contest. During conference season, we drop back to a Tuesday. Next week, Wednesday, we get back into conference play as the Dort College Defenders will be at home. But first things first, tonight's matchup between Dort College and Mount Marty Athletic Simple Arena. Lancer women are 0-1 of the conference, 4-3 overall. Their loss in the league came at home against Concordia last Saturday afternoon. Lancers split the games they have played against common opponents with the Defenders. The Lancers beat Jamestown in overtime, 81-74, lost to Valley City State, 54-51. Those were in games played at Yankton a week and a half ago. While Marty is averaging 74.5 points per game, they allow 61.5 points per outing. Lancers also convert 40% of their field goals and allow opponents to make 39%. While Marty gets to the free throw line regularly with a 142 for 203 clip so far, while opponents have made 78 of 124. Keep in mind, Mount Marty got to the free throw line 50 times in one contest earlier this season. The rebounding edge also goes to Mount Marty, 42.5 to 38. They are doing a lot of things well. They have six fewer turnovers per game, 24 to 18 on average. Taylor Force leads the team with a 17.8 points per game average to go with three rebounds. Kylie Gross knocks down 13.9 points per game and grabs 8.5 rebounds per outing. She makes 51% of her field goal attempts. Alexa Berg and Allison DeCam average 8 and 7.3 points per game respectively. DeCam is taking down on average 7.6 rebounds per game. The Defender women are 3-2. They won three games in a row, including their conference opener, a come-from-behind win over Doan on Saturday. Lord College's outscoring team 65-60.4. They hold 36.4-35.8 rebounding advantage. The Defender women make 41% of their field goals and allow opponents to make 36.9% of their field goal attempts. Dort commits nearly 23 turnovers per game. They've got to get that under control. Opponents have committed an average of 26 per contest. Caravan Dyke leads the Dort offense with 11.2 points per game, and she has a team-high 7.8 rebounds per contest. Brianna Spronk adds 9.6 points per game and gets 6.6 rebounds per contest. Kayla Gaysink, who joined the team at the conclusion of their volleyball season, scores 9 points per game. Jamie Cook scores 8 points per contest. Cook is making 53.3% of her field goal attempts. The Dort women trail this series 43-24 with the Lancers owning a 26-9 advantage at Laddie Semple Arena. While Marty swept the two meetings last season 66-65 in Sioux Center on January 19, 21 points for Cassie Nath and 20 for Jenny Miller. Amber Sotsman and Bree Schneiderman each scored 14 in the loss for the Defenders. In the February 16 matchup in Yankton, the Defenders never got going in the second half, lost a 69-48 decision, with Mount Marty outscoring Dort 41-18 in the second half. Allison DeCam came off of the bench for 14 to co-lead the Lancers, with Kylie Gross also getting 14. Amber Sotsma was Dort's lone double-digit scorer with 18, and Julia DeCuckoo added 9. The Defender women overcame an early 15-point deficit to beat Doan on Saturday, outscoring the Doan Tigers 43-24 in the second half. While Marty was on the short end of a 67-61 decision against Concordia on Saturday after trailing 33-29 at halftime. Lancers were led by Kylie Gross with 18 points and 8 rebounds. Taylor Forsh had 12, and Alexa Bird scored 10. The Lancers were out-rebounded 41-36 and failed to convert regularly at the free throw line, making just 20 of 31 tries. We'll get to our starting lineups in just a moment. First, our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here then are your probable starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the Lancers under Coach Tom Slimgen, he will start number 12, Alexa Berg, a 5'8 junior from Pierce, South Dakota, averaging 8 points per contest. April Wynn is a 5'7 sophomore from Olivet, South Dakota, averaging 5.9 points per game. Taylor Forsh is a 5'7 junior from Baltic, South Dakota, averaging 17.8 points per game. She wears number 20. Number 33 is Castlewood, South Dakota native Allison DeCam. She is a 6'1 sophomore, averaging 7.3 points per game. And Kylie Gross is a 6-foot senior from Yankton, South Dakota, averaging 13.9 points per contest. For the Dort College Defenders under Coach Craig Steensma, they will start number 15, Danelle Bowen, a 5'8 sophomore, hailing from Sibley, Iowa, averaging 7 points per game. Jessica Gelsma is a Hudsonville, Michigan native, a 5'8 freshman eligibility-wise. 6.4 points per game is her average. She was granted an extra year of eligibility due to her season-ending injury early in the year last year. Kira Van Dyke is a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.2 points per game. Brianna Spronk is a 5'11 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 9.6 points per game. And Jamie Cook's a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin. She averages 8 points per contest. We're having the introductions of the starting lineups right now. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tap from Laddie Simple Arena right after this. Tap controlled by Brianna Sprong for the Dort College Defenders. Danelle Bone will bring it up for Dort College, and the Defenders have the first possession of the basketball game. Bone on the left wing, passes it right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the corner, Sprong. She lets fly with a three-pointer and bottoms it out to open the scoring. Brianna Sprong with the three-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders own a 3-0 lead. Danelle Bone comes out at midcourt to meet the ball handler for the Lancers. That's Taylor Force. Picks up her dribble, drops it off for Alexa Berg. Berg drives the lane, kicks it back over. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by Jessica Gelsma on the missed shot by April Wynn. Gelsma into the half court for the Defenders. Lob pass over the top intended for Jamie Cook. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Turnover gives the ball back to the Lancers. That is something Dort College struggled with this weekend, and that was early turnovers. Mount Marty with the basketball. Wynn with it. Wynn looking to pass. Backdoor cut goes down low to DeCam. DeCam in the lane. Her 10-footer no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Kylie Gross. Kylie Gross with the 2-point basket. Dort College leads 3-2. That time, the trouble created by a drive by Mount Marty. They were able to kick it for a backdoor cut. Dort College with it. Right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke back over to Bone. Bone with a basketball. Bone gets a ball screen out front. Drives left side. Picks up her dribble. Drops it off for Gelsma. Three players around her. Finds Cook for the 10-footer. Off the heel. No good. Rebound cleared out by DeCam. DeCam will pass it off to Force. Force hot foots it into the front court. Passes right side to Wynn. Wynn's pass down low. Deflected by Spronk. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. 18:26 left to play. First half. Dort College leads 3-2 by virtue of a three-point basket by Brianna Spronk. Lancers basketball, they get it inbounded to Force. Force with it out front. Force looking down low. She's going to pop the three, instead misses it. No good from the top of the key. Rebound gathered in by Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma across half court. She's got it on the right wing. Man-to-man defense applied by the Lancers on this possession. Gelsma picks up her dribble, passes it left side, gets it back over to Bone. Bone with it, right back over to Spronk. Spronk gives it up, Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath, intended for Cook. Cook deflects it, picks it back up, double team. Now fires it underneath to Spronk. Spronk laying good. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. The assist should go to Jamie Cook. And the Defenders own a 5-2 lead. Foul before the shot called on Danelle Bone. Bone whistled for the personal foul. Taylor Force fouled before the shot. And that is the first foul called on either team this evening. Lancers to throw the ball in. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes in to Force. Force looking down low. Still looking. She's going to drive the lane. Hesitates. Throws it off the rim. No good. Rebound cleared out by Bone. Dort College playing pretty good defense so far. Limiting the looks at the basket by Mount Marty. Lob pass down low for Cook. Cook off of the glass, no good, but she's fouled on the play on the help defense that slid over. Foul's going to go on Kylie Gross, her first, as she came over on the help defense from the opposite block on the lob pass down low to Jamie Cook. And Jamie Cook is fouled in the act of shooting, so she will get a pair of free throws. First one is up and good. She's 6-for-10 this season. Dort College leads 6-2. Another free throw on the way. This one is on the way and good as well. Jamie Cook makes it a 7-2 ball game. Mount Marty with the basketball. They're in their white jerseys. Force hesitates, drives the lane, tries to kick it out. It's taken away by Cook. Cook to Gelsma. Gelsma head to Van Dyke. Van Dyke stopped on the block. Nothing there. Kick out Gelsma. 12-footer, no good. Rebound gathered in by Force. Here comes Mount Marty. Marty with the basketball. Force at the top of the key. Hesitates. Now kicks right side. Gets it away to Wynn. Wynn drops it down low. Intended for to Cam, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Cook. It will be Mount Marty basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. York College leading 7-2. 7-2, our score. Throwing it in is Berg. Berg gets it in to Wynn. Wynn passes down low. DeCam. DeCam fires out front. Traveled with it. Berg, and they call it. So Berg is called for the travel. Shuffled her feet. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this.
Hear it.
Ball inbounded. They get it into Van Dyke on the left elbow. She takes a 10-footer in the lane. Too strong. No good. Rebound killered out by Berg. Berg off and running. She gets it ahead to Wynn. Wynn's pass deflected and picked up by Gross. Gross in the lane with a left hand. Missed it. No good on the short shot. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Turnover by Gelsmitz. Picked off by Wynn. Wynn ahead to Force. Force into the lane. Traveled with it. No call made. Dort College able to get a blocked shot on with Brianna Spronk. And Jessica Gelsma gets it back. Gelsma with it into the front court for the defenders. Setting the offense. Passes left side over to Bone. Bone fires it underneath. Intended for Spronk. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Three new players in for Dort College. Checking out Cook, Van Dyke. That's Kara Van Dyke and Jessica Gelsma. Checking in Spencer Marish and Brooke Ice. Doan with the basketball, bringing it up is Force. Force straight up the floor. She passes right side. It's deflected out by Brooke Ice. Picked up now by Wynn. Wynn with it. Wynn comes back over to Force. Force left side. Berg. Berg lob down low to Cam. DeCam into the lane. Her leaner from 10, no good. A rebound cleared out by Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice wants to run the floor herself. Pass into the front court. Marish. Marish down to the baseline. Kick out pass comes back over to Spronk. Spronk tests the waters. Into the lane. Spin move right hand. Good. Spronk from straight on. Able to go to the spin move. Banks at home and the defenders lead 9-2. Berg with the basketball. She's got it on the left wing. Working against Marish. Drives the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Alexa Berg with the two-point basket, and the defenders lead 9-4. 9-4, our score. Mount Marty simply playing four out, one in. Danelle Bowen able to get free for an open three. No good. Rebound cleared out on the weak side by Taylor Forst. Forst with the basketball. She'll set the offense. She stops, pops, three, good. Taylor Forst with the three-point basket, and just like that, a 9-2 lead is down to 9-7. Quickly up the floor with it is Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice on the left side all the way down to the block. Nothing there. Shovels it down low for Marish. Marish puts it up from the baseline. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared out by DeCam. DeCam passes it off to Force. Force into the front court. Force with it on the left side. She's going to drive the lane. Kick out. Comes back over to Gross. Gross with the left hand. No. Decides against it. Passes inside over to Force. And we have a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Brianna Spronk. Spronk whistled for her first. That is team foul number two on the defenders. Kayla Gasink, Jamie Cook checking in. Also checking in, Hanny Youngberg for Mount Marty. Mount Marty inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in over the top. With it is Kylie Gross. Gross drives with the left hand. We're tied up 9-9. Kylie Gross with the left-handed layup. Well, Marty has gone on a 7-0 run and have tied the ball game up at 9-9. 14-11 left to play in the first half. Bounce pass down low, Spencer. Spencer faces up from straight on 10 feet. No good. Dort College getting good shots. Not all of them falling, though. Rebound comes out long. Wynn will set the offense. Crossover move into the lane. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Is no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Kayla Gasink. Gasink will dribble it up court herself. She's at the top of the key on the right side now. Passes over to Cook at the point. Cook gives it up to Marish. Marish has it go through her hand. She picks it back up with the left hand. Marish looking down low for Spencer. Instead comes back over to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice looking down low for Gasink. Nothing there. Instead comes right wing over to Cook. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Gasink into the lane. Hesitation with the right hand. Off the heel. No good. In and out. Here comes Mount Marty back the other way. Lancers with the basketball. Wynn at the top of the key. Tied up 9-9. Swing it left side over to Gross. Gross guarded there by Spencer. She comes out on the perimeter instead. Youngberg will put it on the floor into the lane. Kick out pass to her college in a 2-3 the way it looks. Mount Marty with the basketball. They kick it over to Wynn. Wynn on the right side back over to Youngberg. She'll let fly with a three and hits the long three-pointer. Hanny Youngberg with the long three-point basket, and Mount Marty has opened up a 12-9 lead. They've gone on a 10-0 run. Kayla Gasing pinned in the corner. Now we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It's going to be Mount Marty basketball on the tie-up. North College turning the ball over on that possession. Youngberg will be throwing the ball in for the Lancers. North College countering right now with Cook, Adamson, she just came into the ballgame, Gasink, Marish, and Spencer. Nearly a steal on the backcourt by Gasink. It's picked up by Mount Marty. Johanna Shike with it. Shike to Youngberg. Youngberg back over to Shike. Shike at the free throw line. Nothing there. Youngberg, same spot. Another three. Got it. Hanny Youngberg off the bench for back-to-back threes, and the defenders trail 15-9. Kayla Adamson on the right side. Adamson, they lob it down low for Cook. Cook, left side, Gasing. Gasing, spin move in the lane, muscles it up, good. Kayla Gasing with the two-point basket. That breaks the run of 13 in a row by Mount Marty. Lancers lead 15-11. Full court press by North College. Over the top, they pass it. They get it over to Shike for Mount Marty. She's down on the baseline, picked up there by Spencer. Comes back out front, DeCam. DeCam will let fly with a three from the right wing. It's good. Allison DeCam with another three. Mount Marty has hit 4 3-pointers here in the early going. Dort College trails 18-11. Adamson left side, Cook. Cook with it on the wing. Cook puts it on the floor. Jamie Cook driving, hesitates, puts it up, blocked by DeCam out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College allowed Mount Marty to go on a 13-0 run. Mount Marty is on a 16-2 run right now. They've turned a 9-point deficit into a 7-point advantage. That's where we stand right now at 18-11. Mount Marty with the basketball. Oh, pardon me, Dort College with the basketball. They get it inbounded against the Lancer defense. Gasink at the point. She's at the top of the key. Passes left side over to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke travels with it. She tried to cross over, didn't go to the floor quickly enough with the dribble. And the Dort College defenders turn it over. Mount Marty basketball, they get it into Youngberg. She's got the hot hand. They pass it ahead to Shike. Shike kicks it. It's down on the floor, still loose, and picked up by Adamson. She shovels it off to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke wants nothing to do with it. Gives it back over to Gasing. Gasing to Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the point, left side Adamson. Adamson looking down low, Spencer. Two players around her. Kicks to Cook. Cook back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke streaking down the lane. Cook. Cook the assist, the basket. To Van Dyke, her first of the day. Dort College trails 18-13. Mount Marty basketball. Wynn will drive the lane. She kicks it into the corner. Youngberg. Youngberg left baseline. Now up to the wing. Backdoor cut. And we've got a travel called against April Wynn. Wynn turns it over. It'll be Dort College basketball. So far in this one, Mount Marty scorching for 3 points. 4-for-6 officially. 7-of-14 from the floor. Dort College right now countering with a 39% success rate. With it in the backcourt is Gasink. Gasink ahead of the pack now. Drops it off for Van Dyke. Van Dyke short jumper. Good. Left baseline. Tough shot. Van Dyke makes it look easy. And Gasink gets the assist. It's 18-15. 18-15 our score. Win. Win with a basketball for the Lancers. Tough matchup there. Van Dyke guarding her. And we've got a foul away from the basketball. Foul's going to go on Mount Marty's Kylie Gross. That's her second. She's the first player with two fouls on either team. Coach Tom Slimgen will go to his bench and get three new players in for the Lancers. Brianna Spronk will inbound the basketball for the defenders. Spronk gets, had a player open, now throws it away. Had a player open underneath the basket, length of the floor in front of her. Instead, tried to pass it to the sideline and threw it out of bounds. Alexa Berg throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes back out front with the basketball as Wynn. Wynn throws it away as the two teams trade turnovers. early on. Mount Marty with six turnovers. York College with seven. York College will throw it in front of the defender bench. Throwing the ball in. They get it into Jamie Cook. Cook in the backcourt with it. Cook over to Adamson. Adamson on the fly. Has a seam. Drives the lane. Lays it up. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Kayla Adamson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 10-13 remaining. First half. York College weathering the run by Mount Marty. Now have an opportunity to get back to within one if Adamson can cash in on both free throws. She makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Adamson. This one's up and made as well. It looked short. Bounced off of the rim and dropped through. And the defenders trail 18-17. Lancer basketball taking it up is Shike. Shike gets a screen, drops it off. Lay-in is good. Count the hoop and a three-point play opportunity on the way for Brittany Little. After the assist by Shike as she drove the lane on the left side and dropped it off for her teammate on the right block. So Dort College working to get back to within one, now trail by three again and possibly four pending the free throw. Mount Marty trailed early 9-2, but used a big run to take an 18-11 lead. Free throw is missed, no good. By Brittany Little, hit it too strong. And the defenders trail by three. Pass to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gathers it in. Back outside Cook. Cook right side Van Dyke. She'll let fly with a long jumper. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by DeCam. DeCam outlets to Force. Force with the basketball. Force driving left hand. Comes back over to Shike. Shike with the basketball. Shike looking to get it back over to Force. And the ball is deflected out of bounds by Danelle Bone. It's Mount Marty basketball on the sideline. Mount Marty to throw it in. They get it in to Taylor Force. Force out front. Force passes left side over to DeCam. DeCam down to the baseline. And losing the ball. Nearly out of bounds. It's picked off by Dort College. Now the errant pass taken away by Bone. Bone driving with the right hand. Acrobatic move. Gets it to go. Two-point basket by Bone. And the defenders trail 20-19. 9-10 remaining first half. With it on the left side is Little. Little comes back over to Berg. Berg shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma off the floor. Jelsma crossover dribble with the left hand. Stops. Kick out. Bone. Bone out front. Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side Cook. Man-to-man defense applied by the Lancers. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma spin move in the lane with the right hand. Hesitates. Throws it up. Shot no good. Follows her own rebound. Can't get it. Taken away by Little for Mount Marty. Mount Marty coming back the other way. With it is Shike. Shike on the left wing. They come back outside to Little. Little lets fly with a three. Missed everything. No good. Taken away by Van Dyke in the lane. Lots of rebounds for both teams here in the first half now as the two teams begin to cool off after hot starts. Sprock down to the baseline. Pinned momentarily. Now finds Cook in the lane. Her short shot off the heel. No good from eight. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty, says official Mike Pooley. And the defenders will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Checking into the contest, Wynn and Gross. Checking out, Shike and Little. Throw the ball in, they get it in. To Van Dyke, Van Dyke to Sprunk. Sprunk, 10-footer, left wing, no good. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Cleared out by the Lancers, and April Wynn will take it up. Wynn working against Jelsma. She's on the right side, gets it away on the wing to Force. Force into the lane with a left hand. Runner is good. Five for Force, and the defenders trail 22-19. 22-19, our score. Left side, Spronk. Spronk looking down low for a posting up. Jessica Jelsma can't get it to her. Spronk back outside Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back over to Cook. Cook to Jelsma. Jelsma kick out back over to Cook. Cook, right elbow, gives it up. Spronk, Spronk, three, too strong, no good. A rebound taken away by Van Dyke in the lane. Her shot rolls off of the rim and down. Dort College trails 22-21. Van Dyke with her fifth and sixth points of the night. Back the other way, off of the glass. They post up Kylie Gross. Her shot is good. So Dort College unable to stop Kylie Gross on the other end as she was able to post up and seal the defender. Left side is Van Dyke. Van Dyke now at the point. Kara Van Dyke, left side, Bone. Bone on the wing. Bone gives it up to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Back over to Bone. Bone, stutter step. Now back to the point. Comes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Cook. Five to shoot. She puts up a three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Bone. Saved it in, but it's taken back by Mount Marty. Mount Marty clears it out. Driving the other way is Force. Force has it stripped by Cook. Here comes Dort College and Gelsman. Gelsman doesn't have the number. She drives in anyhow with the left hand, and we've got a block. Blocking foul called on Allison DeCam. It'll be Dort College shooting free throws in the form of Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma 12 for 14 this season. She'll shoot two free throws. Dort College trailing 24 to 21. First free throw, no good. Elise Marish into the contest. Checking out is Jamie Cook. A second free throw on the way for Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma's free throw is good. So Gelsma makes one of two. Kylie Gross gets a breather. She'll check out here with 6:27 left to go in the first half. She's got two personals. Mount Marty basketball, Taylor Force. Force passes right side, Youngberg. Youngberg comes back left wing. Swing pass back over to Youngberg. This time she missed the three, but she followed her own shot. Gets it over to Force. Force, three, rattles it, good. Taylor Force from the left wing, able to rattle it in after. Looked like it was going to pop out. Gasing passes left side over to Bone. Bone with it on the wing, picks up her dribble, tries to find Van Dyke underneath. And Van Dyke has it tipped away from her. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. 5:49 left to play in the first half. Mount Marty Dort College basketball. Mount Marty setting up their defense. Coach Tom Slimgen up off of the bench calling out his defensive alignment. Throwing the ball in will be Elise Marish. Marish throws it in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Finds Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Gasink. Gasink out top. Now to Marish. Marish in the lane. Nothing there from 10. Kick out back over to Bone. Off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared out by Force. Taylor Force coming up the floor quickly. She's got it on the right side. Kicks it into the corner. Three is good for Alexa Berg. Berg with the three-point basket. It's 30 to 22. 5:24 left to play in the first half. They go to Marish. Marish drives in, puts it up strong with the right hand from the left side. Good. Elise Marish with her first 2 points. Dort College trails by 6, 30 to 24. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Force left side, gives it up. Win, three, rattles out, no good. Rebound deflected out, picked up long by Mount Marty. Now a steal by Spronk. Spronk passes it over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone comes back right side. Spronk. Spronk beats her player. Gets the hoop to go, and she's fouled. An opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play for Brianna Spronk as Dort College tries to scrap and stay closed. Marty led at 1 point, 30-22. Dort College has now scored 4 points in a row as Spronk can't convert the free throw. And the defenders trail 30-26. Mount Marty basketball. DeCam calling for it out front. Instead, they go to Youngberg. Zone defense applied by the defenders. Turnaround on the baseline. No good by DeCam. Rebound and put back. No good. Rebound deflected out by Marish. Picked up off the deflection by Bone. Bone comes right side. Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish down on the baseline. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Gasink. Gasink left side. Bone. Bone underneath. Van Dyke. Van Dyke crossover. Nothing there. Marish. Spronk. Thought about the three, now tries to drive, puts it up, and she's hacked on the arm by Allison DeCam. That's number two on her. A fast-moving first half of basketball, a total of nine fouls between the two teams. Free throws on the way for Brianna Sprunk. She missed on her last chance. Dort College right now 5-for-6 from the free throw line. Beg your pardon, 5-for-7 from the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another free throw on the way for Sprunk. So Brianna Sprunk will try to make it a two-point ball game. This one's up and down. So Sprunk makes one of two, makes both of them on that trip. Dort College back to within two at 30-28. 30-28 our score. Lancers basketball comes back over to Berg. Berg at the free throw line. Berg gives it up to Force. Force to Youngberg. Youngberg with the basketball. Pass left side, three-pointer, no good. Rebound cleared out by Adamson. Here comes Dort College with a chance to tie or take the lead. Cook left wing, back over to Sprunk. Sprunk drives the lane. Has it stripped away and off of her leg and out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. The opening came just a little too late. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Mount Marty inbounding the basketball. They get it and thrown into Taylor Force. Force with it. Force working against Danelle Bone. Force on the right wing, Youngberg. 3.5 left to go in the first half. Pass comes back left side over to Karst. Kayla Karst into the contest, and she throws it away. Mount Marty has to track it down near midcourt. They do so, but they save it right to Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk, 2-on-1 break. Drops it off for Cook. Cook off of the glass, tie ball game. 30-30 our score. Timeout charge to Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 3:13 remaining. First half of basketball. Back with more right after this. 3:13 left to play. First half of basketball. We're tied up 30-30. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC in the community. By Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borenson's.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Mount Marty basketball driving the other way with it. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Out front is Alexa Berg. Berg passes right side Youngberg. Youngberg with the basketball. Youngberg gives it up down to the baseline. They go into the lane with Gross. Gross turnaround off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Jelsma. Jelsma clears it out. She trots it into the front court. Mount Marty retreats on defense. 1-3-1 zone. They get it right side to Jelsma. Jelsma back out front with the basketball. 2:30 left to play. Draws the double team. Gets it over to Adamson. Adamson three, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Kaylee Karst. Karst outlets to Force. Force gets a screen out front. Now Youngberg. Youngberg on the right wing. She hit two from there earlier. Has cooled off since then. Comes back out front. Berg. Berg. Gives it up, Youngberg. Youngberg, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tapped by Jelsma, but off of Spencer, out of bounds. It will be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty to throw it in. Alexa Berg to trigger. 10 feet out on the baseline. Tries to pass it in, and it's kicked by Jelsma. While they retrieve the ball out of the lobby, I'll tell you tonight's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Lancers get the ball inbounded to Hannah Youngberg. Back out front. Three rattles and goes down. Hung on the rim and finally went through. Alexa Berg with another three, and the Lancers back on top by three, 33-30. Jelsma has a strip from behind. Youngberg comes away with it. Youngberg will take it up. She passes right side, Force on the wing. 1:45 left to go in the half, and we've got a foul called on Adamson. Kayla Adamson whistled for her first, team's third. Beg your pardon, team's fourth. They've still got two more to give. 1:43 remaining. First half. Pass comes out front to Force. Force with the basketball. Force goes high post to Karst. Karst back over to Force. Force rocks into the drive. Kicks it out, Youngberg. Youngberg right side to Berg. Berg at the free throw line. Nothing there. Comes back over to Karst. Karst three. Good. They are not bashful about putting up the threes, to say the least. For Mount Marty here in the first half, unofficially seven threes. 7 of 13 from the three-point line. Our College trails by 6. Driving baseline is Brianna Spronk, and Spronk will go to the free throw line to shoot another pair. Dort College trails 36-30. Dort led early at 9-2. Then Mount Marty turned it around and took at one point an 18-11 lead after trailing 9-2. Free throw by Spronk is good. So Brianna Spronk with another free throw coming. Breaks the run of 6 points in a row by the Lancers. Dort College getting a little quicker unit on the floor with Brooke Ice, Gasink, Adamson all on the floor along with Van Dyke and Spronk. Free throw no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Force. Brooke Ice hassling her in the backcourt. Dort College trailing 36-31. 1 minute left to play in the half. Ball's down on the floor, picked up. They kick it over to Berg. Berg three, no good. Rebound cleared by Van Dyke. No, stripped by Karst. Karst down to her knees with the basketball, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gasink as she tries to gather it in. Mount Marty to throw the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lancers trigger it. Brittany Little with it. Little to Karst, and we've got a foul before the shot called on the defenders. I believe it goes on Adamson. Kayla Adamson whistled for her second personal. Lancers to throw it in, under a minute left to play in the half. Underneath, shot is blocked by Adamson, but they call a foul, and that may be one they anticipated. Looked like Adamson got all ball from my perch up in the rafters here at the Laddie Semple Arena. But as I say often, it's not my opinion that counts, but the men in stripes, they whistle the foul. Brian Reichen, one of the three-man crew, calling that foul. First free throw no good by Little. She's got another one coming. That one's up and down. So she makes one of two. 37-31, Dort College, down six. Dort College with the basketball. They go to Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes over to Bone. Bone three. Won't go down. Halfway down. Pops back out. Brooke Ice comes up with a loose ball rebound. Dort College a fresh 30 to work with, and Van Dyke travels with the basketball. That has been a problem all year long. Turnovers in general for the defenders. As I take a look at the number for tonight, 9 through the first half. Not that bad, though. Just seems like they've come at critical times. April Wynn will walk it up. Mount Marty can hold for the final shot. It looks like they might. Steal by Brooke Ice. She puts an end to those thoughts. Brooke Ice with it on the left wing. 12 seconds left. Sets the offense. Looks for the cutter. And it's thrown away. Taken back by Mount Marty and Little. Little comes back over to Wynn. Wynn to Little. Little into the corner. Force at the buzzer. Three. Rims out. No good. Halfway down. Pops out. And we've come to the end of our first half. Our score, Mount Marty, 37, Dort College, 31. Back with a rundown of the numbers from the first half of today's women's college basketball game, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defender women's basketball team out in front early in this one, but Mount Marty used a run of 16-2 to take control of the first half, and they never trailed again. Dort College did battle back to tie it at 30-30, but back-to-back three-pointers by the Lancers made it 36-30, and the two teams traded free throws, and that's where we stand right now at 37-31. Taking a look at the Dort College unofficial leading scorer, that's Brianna Spronk. I've got her with 12 currently. We'll get the official box score in just a moment. For the Lancers, I have Taylor Force and Alexa Berg with 8 points each. And I have the Lancers making a total of 8 three-pointers in the first half of action. 37-31, Dort College trailing Mount Marty by 6 at halftime in this Great Plains Athletic Conference contest. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the individual totals right after this. Here's how things shook out in terms of the numbers. Mount Marty, 14 of 32 from the floor, 43.8%, 8 of 16 on three-pointers, 50%, 1 for 3 on free throws, all of them taken by Brittany Little for 33%. For the Dort College defenders, 11 of 27 from the floor, 40.7%. As hot as Mount Marty was from the three-point line, Dort College was that cold. Dort College 1 for 7 on three-pointers for 14.3%. Dort College 8 of 11, though, from the free-throw line. That comes out to 73%. 21-17, Mount Marty holds a 4-rebound advantage. Turnovers dead even at 11 apiece. Brianna Spronk leads Dort College with 12 points. She was 4 for 6 from the floor and 3 for 5 on free throws. 6 for Kara Van Dyke, 3 for 4 from the floor. 4 points for Jamie Cook, and then 2 points each for Danelle Bone, Kayla Gasink, Kayla Adamson, and Elise Marish. 1 point for Jessica Gelsma. She went 1 for 2 from the free throw line. For Mount Marty, 8 points each for Alexa Berg and Taylor Force. 6 for Kylie Gross. 6 for Hannah Youngberg. 3 points for Allison DeCam and Kaylee Karst. And another 3 for Brittany Little for their total of 37. Dort College got 4 rebounds from Jessica Gelsma. 3 rebounds from Kayla Brookheist. 2 each for Danelle Bone and Jamie Cook. For Mount Marty, 4 rebounds for Taylor Force. 3 for Allison DeCam, 2 each for Alexa Berg and April Wynn, and 3 rebounds for Brittany Little, and 2 for Kylie Gross. Assist totals, Jamie Cook with 2, 3 other players have 1 each for the defenders, 2 assists each for Taylor Force and Annie Youngberg. 2 steals for the defenders, Brianna Spronk and Jamie Cook, 3 different players have 1 steal each for the Mount Marty Lancers. 37-31, Mount Marty in front by 6. Back with more information for you at halftime right after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. By Dr. James H. Esperson Dental Clinic in Rock Valley. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. 722-2313. 37-31, Dort College trails the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Some other games at halftime. Morningside leads Northwestern in women's play, 28-23. And it doesn't appear that we have live look-ins or updates from any other games happening this evening in the conference. We'll be back with a look at the conference standings and a look at the conference schedule for this evening right after this. A fast-moving first half of basketball. We are just about through our halftime break. Taking a look at the schedule for this evening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern is at Morningside. Midland's at Hastings. All these are men's and women's doubleheaders. Nebraska Wesleyan's at Concordia. Doan is at Briar Cliff. After tonight, most of the teams take, a lot of the teams are taking this weekend off. They'll get back into action 1 week from tomorrow night in GPAC basketball. We'll have a lot of GPAC basketball played by the time we get to Christmas break, but take into account that it is a 20-game schedule this year, so we have a lot of GPAC basketball to play. For the first time in quite a while, we're playing a double round robin in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with Dana closing a year and a half ago, and with Sioux Falls leaving the Great Plains Athletic Conference to try their hand at NCAA Division II athletics. We're down to 11 teams now in the conference, and that allows for a 20-game Great Plains Athletic Conference double round robin schedule. And the other change this year will be that not everyone will make the postseason playoffs. Only the top eight teams in the conference will make the postseason playoffs. Another change along with that is that Nebraska Wesleyan will be playing NAIA basketball this year rather than NCAA Division III basketball. So Nebraska Wesleyan still maintains their dual affiliation, but they have elected to compete in NAIA basketball and the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament come February this year, or I should say this season. Let's take a 1 minute break, and we'll be back with second half basketball from Lattie E. Semple Arena in Yankton right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Backdoor cut. Mount Marty opens the second half with a two-point basket by April Wynn. April Wynn with her first 2 points of the day. And the Dort College defenders trail at 39-31. Dort College promptly turns it over. Taylor Force will bring it up. Force with the basketball. She'll let fly with a three. Missed it short. No good. Rebound controlled by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke outlets over to Gelsman. Gelsman will take it up. Gelsman with it out front. She feeds it left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke for the basketball, back over to Gelsman. Gelsman into the corner, Van Dyke. A jumper by Van Dyke, short, no good. Rebound Spronk. Spronk in the lane, kick out back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke free throw line jumper off the heel, no good. Rebound tap by Spronk again, controlled by Mount Marty and April Wynn. Stolen by Jamie Cook and stolen back by Mount Marty. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by the Lancers. Wynn will bring it up. Wynn came into the ball game, averaging just 6 points per ball game. She got her first field goal moments ago. Taylor Force with it on the right wing. They give it left side over to Alexa Berg. Berg into the lane, kick out right side. Wynn. Nothing there with the left hand. Now back to Berg. Force, the runner, good. Taylor Force with the running left-handed shot, and the defenders trail 41-31. 41-31, our score with the basketball is Gelsma. Gelsma picks up her dribble, passes right side over to Bone. Bone to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Gelsma. Gelsma gives it to Spronk. Spronk, baseline jumper from 10 on the left side, is good. Dort College trails 41-33. Mount Marty basketball. So the Lancers driving in, and the ball is kicked by Jamie Cook. It will be Lancer basketball. So the Lancers to throw it in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Alexa Berg to trigger it. Berg gets it into April Wynn. Wynn on the left wing. Wynn looking down low, feeds it to Gross. Gross, the turnaround in the lane is good. Dort College trails 43-33. 17:50 left to play in the game. Ball deflected, picked up by Spronk in the right corner. Nothing there, throws it away. Tried to go cross court with it. April Wynn came away with it. Wynn across half court. Wynn gives left side over to Berg. Berg with the basketball. Berg drives in. Kick out left side. Gross. Gross down to the baseline. Her shot is good. Kylie Gross with 10. Dort College trails by 12. Biggest lead of the night for Mount Marty. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll take a timeout ourselves. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR, 88.5 FM. Dort College Basketball after the timeout. They kick it down. Loven Dyke swings it back out front to Cook. Cook has her pass deflected. Taken away by DeCamp. DeCamp ahead to Force. Force with the basketball, spots up, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken along by Bone in the right corner. So Bone comes away with it. She'll bring the basketball up. Danelle Bone across half court. She comes left side. Passes it to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing to Bone. Bone open look at a men's three-point shot. Left it short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty with the basketball, leading by a dozen. An opportunity to build on it here. Lancers get the ball thrown in. This is Taylor Force. Force near midcourt. She's driving right side. Force comes back over to Berg. Berg gives it up to Gross. Gross reverse layup attempt, no good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Van Dyke quickly over to Bone. Bone into the front court. Danelle Bone with the basketball in between the circles out front. She feeds Marsh. Marsh, Cook, Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back over to Marsh. Marsh to Cook. Cook looking down low for Gasing, posting up. Instead, they come left side over to Bone. Bone to Gasing. Gasing deep left corner, looking down low for Van Dyke. Instead, Cook. Cook now back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around from 12, no good. And an over-the-back foul is going to go on Kara Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the personal, her first. And for the Dort College defenders, the first foul of the second half as well. Ball's nearly thrown away. It's picked up in the backcourt by Mount Marty and Alexa Berg. Right side pass, Force. Force gives down low for Gross, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Mount Marty turns it over. Dort College gets the basketball back. With it across half court is Bone. Bone with it on the left wing, driving hard with the left hand, lays it up, good. Danelle Bone with the two-point basket. She got free and knocks down the open shot. Dort College trails by 10, 45-35. 45-35 our score. Wynn with the basketball in the backcourt. Wynn has it across half court. She's still got her dribble live. Tries to drive in, and it's kicked by Van Dyke. 19 seconds on the shot clock. And the Mount Marty Lancers will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in over the top. Lancers drop it down low. This is DeCam. DeCam trying to back her way in against Cook. Now feeds instead to Gross. Blocked by Van Dyke, but a foul called on Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke came over to help out just a split second late. And the Mount Marty Lancers. Kylie Gross will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two. Gross with 10 points. Make it 11. And the Lancers lead by 11 again at 46-35. 46-35, Lancers leading. Another free throw on the way by the left-hander. That's up and good. So Kylie Gross gets two free throws to go down. And the Dort College defenders trail 47-35. 47-35, our score. Lancers in control right now. Still plenty of time left, and Dort College can get it down to single digits. Now's the time to start chipping away, obviously. Pass goes right side, Cook. Cook back over to Bone. Bone underneath Marsh. Marsh left elbow over the lane. Comes back outside Cook. Cook rocks into a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing in the lane. Tries to fire it back outside, and it's deflected out by a Lancer. Coming up with it is Force. Force with it in the front court. Force down to the baseline. Kick out pass. Three on the way for DeCam. No good. Now the long rebound and a three-point basket by Alexa Berg, and Berg bottoms out the three. Dort College trails by 15, 50-35. 50-35, Mount Marty leading by 15. Gasing with it. Mount Marty extending their defense out. 1-3-1 zone. Bone comes back over to Cook. Cook on the wing. Cook comes back over to Bone. Bone puts up a three, trying to answer. No. Bounces high off the heel. Hits the support structure behind the basket. Out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty basketball. Dort College will check Jelsma and Adamson in. Marish and Bone check out. Mount Marty throws it in to Cam, and it's kicked by Gasink out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball again. Mount Marty to throw it in again, and they get it inbounded this time to Alexa Berg. Berg with the basketball. Berg across half court, comes to DeCam. DeCam to Force. Force left wing. Force will now reverse into the lane. Nothing there. Kicks it back out. Youngberg. Youngberg three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken down by Mount Marty. Shot by Berg. Rebound controlled by Dort College. And taken back by Mount Marty. And the Lancers come up with it in a busted play. And Allison DeCam with the two-point basket. She's got five. Dort College basketball. Jelsma. Jelsma goes high post. Spencer. Spencer comes back over to Adamson. Adamson three, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook off of the glass, good. Jamie Cook with two field goals tonight. Dort College trails 50-37. Time for the defenders to chip away at this one. Dort College trailing 52-37. Big 52-37, so still a 15-point margin. Marty had it up to 17, I should say, moments ago. Youngberg with it. She'll drive the lane. Nothing there. Kicks into the corner to Cam. Her long two. No good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma with the left hand quickly up the floor. Stops on the left wing. Looking underneath. Jelsma to Spencer. Reverses to Cook. Cook at the free throw line. Shovels it underneath for Jelsma. Jelsma lay in. Good. Jelsma with three. Dort College trails 52-39. 52-39, Mount Marty driving the other way with it, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Bailey Spencer. Spencer whistled for the personal. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's team foul number three on the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinaway is a broker. Mount Marty basketball, they drive it underneath. Kick out pass comes right side, Kylie Gross. Gross down to the baseline, spin move with the left hand. Can't get it to go as it pops out. Rebound controlled by Spencer out on the floor. Spencer to Jelsma. Jelsma does not have the numbers. Jelsma on the left wing. She feeds it right side. Gasink. Gasink underneath. Spencer. Spencer uses her dribble. Turns. Gets it back over to Adamson. Adamson ball fake down to the baseline. And she is hand checked out of bounds by Johanna Scheich. Scheich whistled for the personal. Her first and the team's first of the second half as well. Women's basketball, Briarcliff leads Doan at halftime, 43-26. Pass over the top by Gasing, trying to inbound to Spencer, picked off by Mount Marty. Lancers basketball, they set the offense, pass left side Berg. Berg comes back over to Wynn. Wynn drives the lane, and we've got a foul called on the drive by Wynn. Two free throws for Wynn. Foul called on Kayla Gasink. That's her first. 11:52 left to play in the contest. Marty by a baker's dozen. And it stays at 13, 52-39. Another free throw on the way for April Wynn. Wynn is an 81% free throw shooter coming into the game. She makes good on that one. She's got three. And the defender lead is 53-39. Jelsma with it on the right side. Jelsma looking down low. Instead feeds it out front to Adamson in between the circles. Adamson at the top of the key. She comes back right side over to Bone. Bone will try to drive. Now kicks it to Spencer. Spencer back outside Bone. Bone tries another three. Missed it. Short. No good. Rebound taken away by Sprunk. Sprunk up strong, off the glass, good. Brianna Sprunk with 16, and the defenders trail 53-41. 11:17 left to play in regulation. Driving the other way, they kick it over to Berg. Berg lets fly with another three, no good. Rebound cleared out by Adamson. Adamson with the basketball, over to Bone. Bone to Jelsma. Here comes Dort College. Dort College trailing by 12, trying to trim it down to single digits with a three-pointer here. Bone with the basketball. Bone setting the offense, comes back out front to Sprunk. Man-to-man defense applied by the Lancers. Sprunk on the drive with the right hand from the left side. Can't get it to go. Here comes Mount Marty. Driving in, shot blocked by Adamson on the attempt by Scheich. Here comes Dort College, 3-on-2. Jelsma pushing it hard. Jelsma into the lane. Her shot off the glass, good. Jessica Jelsma got it to go, and Dort College trails by 10. 53-43. So that time Jelsma took it herself as the defense elected to play off her on the 3-on-2 break. Took it all the way into the heart of the lane and got it to go. Nearing the midpoint of the half and leaning in, a two-point basket for Brittany Little. Little gets the shot to go and she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Chuck Donnelly that time making the call from underneath the basket for the three-point play opportunity for Brittany Little. Part of the three-man crew assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference for this women's conference contest. So the Lancers lead at 55-43. Free throw on the way is up. No good. It's a 12-point ball game, 55-43. We're halfway through the second half. Dort College trails by four more than they entered the half. Going to have to make up some ground here. Marsh on the right baseline. Marsh picks up her dribble, comes back over to Bone. Bone on the right wing. Bone backs it back out. She passes left side over to Adamson. Adamson passed through the lane, deflected, picked up by Bone. Two players around her. Gets it away, Van Dyke. Reversal, Adamson. Three-pointer. One of them's got to go in. It won't, though. Rebound deflected, picked up by Mount Marty. Mount Marty coming back the other way with a basketball. Racing is Wynn. Wynn fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Mount Marty leading 55-43. Dort College fighting an uphill battle right now. Two free throws on the way for Wynn. She's 1-for-2 this evening. 2-for-3 now. She has another one coming. So Wynn with the deep knee bend, right-hander, shot is up and good. She makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail 57-43. Reminiscent of last year's contest here at the Laddie Semple Arena, where Dort College was up actually at halftime, but then just couldn't get much offense going in the second half. Ended up losing by in the neighborhood of 20 points. Marsh has it stripped away as she turned to face up. Got double-teamed hard and didn't get rid of it quickly enough. Had it stripped away. Out of bounds, last touch by Mount Marty. It's Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook throws it in, gets it into Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke faces up her 12-footer, no good. Dort College is getting good shots. They simply aren't dropping right now. They pass it left side, Mount Marty, Wynn, deflected by Cook, picked back up by Wynn, into the lane, now shovels it off, balls down low, and it's tapped out of bounds by Mount Marty. It will be Dort College basketball. Mount Marty has turned the ball over just once in the last 11 minutes. Dort College is 1-for-13 on three-point baskets against this zone. Mount Marty's just going to sit back until Dort College starts making shots. 1-3-1 zone has given Dort College some problems here. Jessica Jelsma picks up her dribble. Cross-court pass, Bone. Bone, Cook. Cook, right side, Jelsma. Jelsma, nothing there. Now into the lane with the left hand. Strong, no good. But the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty will inbound length of the floor in front of them. 8:35 left to go in the half, in the ball game for that matter. Substitutes checking in. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodebor's an agent. 712-737-6000. Ball's tapped out of bounds, last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball in the Dort College end of the floor. Trailing by 14 are the defenders. 57-43, they pass left side Cook. Cook through the lane to Van Dyke. Van Dyke travels with it. Just a split second too fast. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders trailing 57-43, and whenever Dort College seems like they've got just a little sliver of momentum going their way, Mount Marty squashes it. 14-point advantage for Mount Marty right now with 8:21 remaining. Dort College had to call a timeout. Shot on the baseline, no good. Rebound cleared out by Marsh. Marsh lets traffic clear. She'll go over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone in between the circles out front. Donnell Bone calling for a set play. Gets a ball screen out front. Doesn't use it. Passes Van Dyke. Reverses left side Gasing. Now to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke back to Marsh. Marsh underneath Cook. Triple teamed. Fires Van Dyke. Van Dyke loses the handle, picks it back up, back over to Cook. Five to shoot for the defenders. Back to Morris. Three, she's going to have to create. Down to the baseline, and she got bailed out. Brittany Little commits a foul with 1 second on the shot clock. Morris went left down to the baseline. Throwing the ball in is Jamie Cook. Cook comes back out front, comes over to Morris. Morris down to the baseline. Marsh, reverse layup off the bottom of the backboard, no good. Rebound cleared out by Kylie Gross. She lets traffic clear, and she hands it off to Forsh. Taylor Forsh, pass down low, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Mount Marty and Gross. After the missed shot by Little, now Marsh comes away with it. 7:20 left to go in the game. Cook down to the baseline. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, free throw line jumper, gets it to go. Dort College finally gets a jumper to drop through. Dort College trails 57-45. Steal by Dort College at midcourt. Bone, she doesn't have the numbers. Bone with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Cook. Cook with a dribble. Jamie picks up her dribble. Tries to pass it inside to Marsh, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Well, they're going to call the foul on the shot. I thought they called it on a screen, but instead they call it on Brittany Little, and Little whistled for her second personal. 57-45, Dort College, down 12. They get the ball inbounded to Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Bone. Bone running the point for the defenders right now. She passes it off to Cook. Cook with it. Back over to Bone. Bone underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke turn around. Good. Back-to-back buckets by Kara Van Dyke. She's got 10 points. And the defenders back within striking distance at 57-47. Driving the other way. Layup by Berg. No good. Beg your pardon. That was Forsh. Forsh missed it. Dort College with a chance to cut it to single digits. Cook with the basketball. Cook goes to a spin move. They double-team her. They take it away. Here comes Forsh. Forsh with the basketball, working against Van Dyke. Dort College retreating hastily on defense. And now Danelle Bone tips one away as the pass attempt was to the wing. Mount Marty will be inbounding on the sideline when we resume play. Substitutes checking in today's broadcast, made possible by Dr. James A. Jesperson Dental Clinic, located in Rock Valley. Mount Marty by 10, Dort College trailing with 6 minutes left to go in the game. Ball's inbounded to Forsh, working against Gasing. Comes back out front, Karst. Karst bottoms out another three. Six for Karst. Back to a Baker's dozen lead for the Lancers, 60-47. Lob pass underneath Spronk. Spronk, spin move, kick out Van Dyke. Van Dyke, free throw line jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound tipped out. We've got a foul called on the rebound on Dort College in Brianna Spronk. It's number two on her. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Mount Marty. will walk the other way and shoot free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. One and one opportunity coming here for Alexa Berg, a 73% free throw shooter. She makes the first one. She's got 12 points this evening. Another free throw on the way for Berg, 61-47, Dort College trails. 5:41 left to play. Time running down on the Dort College defenders. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 62-47. Berg makes both free throws. She's got 13. Came in averaging 8 points per contest. Three-pointer by Bone. No good. And Dort College's long-range shooting woes continue as they cannot get one to go from long range. Driving at the right hand, layup no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke on the missed shot by Forsch. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball back over to Cook. Cook on the right wing, back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the lane, and Kara Van Dyke's left-handed runner, no good. Fights for the rebound, gets it back. Spencer Gasing. Gasing, free throw line, hesitates, draws the contact, gets it to go, and the freshman knocks it down. Kayla Gasing will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Well, if you heard our pregame show, you heard Coach Craig Steensma refer to the fact that this will continue to be a work in progress for a while. After we got done with that interview, we talked about the fact that last year was pretty simple. Offensively, you had to have Julia DeKukuk and Amber Sotsma touch the ball on every possession that they were in the ballgame. At some point on each possession, they at least had to have an opportunity to create something. This team, a little bit different. You don't always know where the points are going to come from night to night, and until those roles are a little more clearly defined, this is going to be a work in progress. Gasing makes the free throw for the three-point play, and the Dort College defenders trail by a dozen, 62-50, but they're running out of time. 4:58 left to play in the game. Need a couple turnovers and some quick buckets. Youngberg with the basketball in the backcourt. No 10 seconds call in women's college basketball. Forsch will take it across half court. Forsch, crossover dribble up front. She's working with it. Step back, three. She's not shy. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Driving right hand is Adamson. Adamson to Marish. Marish, deep right corner. Marish picks up her dribble, comes back over to Van Dyke. 4:25 left to go in the game. Pass comes left side, Marish. Marish puts it on the deck. One time, twice now on the left elbow. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke feeds Jelsma. Has the baseline cut off. Jelsma back outside Marish. 7 to shoot. Now to Van Dyke. Van Dyke short arms the 10-footer. No good. And a foul on the rebound called on Mount Marty. Foul's going to go on Allison DeCam. Her third. Whoa. Well, I did not see that one coming. They're going to call Jelsma with that one instead. As they say, she pushed off initially to get position. And Alexa Berg will walk the other way and shoot a 1-1. Obviously, I didn't see the first push in that sequence. Definitely saw the second one. Missed free throw, jump ball, alternating possession at Dort College basketball. And a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to Mount Marty. They lead by 12. Dort College has the basketball. 4:09 remaining in the contest when we're back right after this. After the timeout, Dort College has the basketball. Jessica Jelsma setting the offense for Dort College to drop it down low for Spencer. Spencer outside Van Dyke. Van Dyke hits the 15-footer from the free throw line. She's got 12, six of them in the second half. And the defenders trail by 10, 62-52. 3:40 left to play in the game. How much time is left is almost as important as the score right now. They pass it down low. Gross to Forsch, 15 to shoot. Gross has it at the top of the key. Now Youngberg on the right wing, 8 to shoot. Youngberg picks up the dribble, now back to Forsch. force, pass, deflected, and taken away by Jelsma. Nord College with a steal. Here they come with a chance to cut the lead down to single digits. Jelsma has it on the left side. Puts up the jumper off the heel. No good. Rebound controlled by Spencer. Spencer back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, 15-footer, good. Kara Van Dyke with four field goals since the 10-minute mark. And the Nord College defenders are within eight at 62-54. 3 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Timeout on the floor, charge to Nord College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Long pass over the top, shot is missed. Here comes Nord College. April Wynn misses the layup attempt. Danelle Bone was able to get in and bother the shot. Pass goes into Gasing. Gasing shot off the glass is no good, but she draws the foul. Kayla Gasing will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Kayla Gasing with 5 points this evening. She scored nine in her season debut last Saturday. She makes that free throw. She's now 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. And the Nord College defenders are within 7 at 62-55, pending another free throw. Gasing makes both free throws, and the defenders are within 6 at 62-56 after the made free throws by Kayla Gasing. Force in the backcourt, guarded by Gasing. Force picks up her dribble, passes off to Wynn. Wynn, they go back door, get it away to Berg. Berg back over to Force. Force to Wynn. Wynn drives the lane. Kick-out pass comes back over to DeCam. DeCam puts up the 10-footer. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped out, and we've got a foul called on the rebound. Nord College is going to get whistled for the foul with 2:24 remaining. And that foul called on Jamie Cook. Team foul number 9 on the defenders. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Kylie Gross. She's a 63% free throw shooter. She's 2 for 2 tonight. One in the bonus. Free throw is off the mark. No good. Nord College with a chance to cut the lead even further. 62-56. 2:19 left to play in the game. With it is Cook. Cook to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Splits the defense. Throws it off the glass. Good. Brianna Spronk with a 10-foot runner. Nord College trails by 4. 62-58. 2 minutes left to go in the game. Bringing the basketball up is April Wynn. Wynn with the left hand, and we've got a timeout on the floor, charge to Mount Marty. Full-length timeout on the way for the Lancers. Back with more after this. Mount Marty basketball on the sideline. 19 seconds to shoot. 1:56 left to go in the game. Mount Marty leading by 4. They were up by 15, 62-47. Nord College on an 11-0 run right now. Lancers have the basketball. They feed it out front. Berg. Berg's three. No good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Here comes Nord College with a chance to cut the four-point lead down. Left side, Cook. Cook thought about the three. Now into the lane. Kick out Gasing. Gasing right side. Spronk. Spronk puts it on the floor. Into the lane. Double team. Lost it. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Gasing. 14 on the shot clock. Van Dyke with the basketball. She drives in and she loses it out of bounds off of her foot. Had it stripped away from her, and then she kicked it out of bounds. Now Mount Marty will get it back, 1:23 remaining. And Mount Marty loses it on the inbounds pass. It hit Taylor Force squarely in the hands. It then glanced off of her shoulder and went out of bounds, and Nord College will inbound underneath the basket, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Cook. Cook looking, gets it into Spronk. Spronk isolates down on the baseline. Fires it in to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, 10-footer straight on. Good. It's a 2-point ball game. 16 points for Van Dyke. Nord College right now on a 15-0 run. Beg your pardon, a 13-0 run. They trailed at 1 point, 62-47. They trail now 62-60 with 1:15 remaining in the game. While Marty will have the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Mount Marty basketball after the timeout, leading by a deuce are the Lancers. 1:15 remaining. They get the ball inbounded to April Wynn. Wynn with the basketball. Wynn working against Danelle Bone. Bone will work her across half court. Wynn kicks it off left side over to Berg. 20 to shoot for the Lancers. 1 minute left to go in the game. Wynn with the basketball in between the circles. 13 now to shoot. They isolate down low. They pass it to Kylie Gross. Gross working it in against Cook, and her shot no good, but she's fouled. Jamie Cook whistled for the personal foul, and Kylie Gross will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She can make it a two-possession ball game here with a pair of made free throws. First free throw by the left-hander is up and good. 13 for Kylie Gross. 3-point lead for the Lancers. That ends the 13-0 run by Dort College, dating back to a 62-47 difference. That one's up and good as well. It's 64-60. Timeout on the floor. 53 seconds left to go in the contest. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trails by 4, 64-60. Danelle Bone will bring it up. Dort College needs to convert on this possession. Bone kicks it out. Cook. Cook with it on the left wing. They isolate Spronk down low. They try to pass it down low, and Berg deflects it. It's taken away by Mount Marty. Dort College needs to commit a foul, and April Wynn is fouled at midcourt by Danelle Bone. Two free throws on the way for April Wynn. Wynn with 4 points so far this evening. So free throws on the way for April Wynn, trying to extend the lead for the Lancers. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Wynn now with 5 points. Makes it a 5-point ball game. A second free throw by Wynn is up. This one's no good. Rebound cleared out by Sprock. Dort College down 5. Into the front court with the basketball is Bone. Bone gets a ball screen up front from Van Dyke. Back over to Cook. Cook's three partially blocked. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. 24.9 seconds remaining. Adamson is in. Cook is out. Looking like Dort College's rally is going to come up just short. Dort College has to go for the steal on the inbounds pass. And then commit a foul. Adamson tries to tie up Gross. They're still in the backcourt, and Gaysink reaches across and commits a foul. Kayla Gaysink whistled for her second personal foul this evening. For Dort College, they will be off until next Monday, when they travel to Des Moines to face AIB. Free throws on the way for Force. First one is good. Cook is in. Spronk is out. So Brianna Spronk checks out of the ball game. Dort College trailing 66-60. They'll need a three quickly and then a foul. And right now it's a three-possession ball game minimum as Marty's Kylie Gross makes both free throws. I beg your pardon, April Wynn makes both free throws. Dort College lost it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College lost it, but Mount Marty touched it last. Dort College now throwing it in. Jamie Cook gets it into Bone. Bone three off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Mount Marty, and a reach-in foul on the rebound. Kayla Adamson whistled for the personal. It's number four on Adamson. And And the Lancers will walk the other way and shoot more free throws with Alexa Berg. So Berg shooting two free throws. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way for Berg. Berg came into the ball game averaging 8 points per game. She's got 14 according to my tally sheet. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Berg makes them both. She's got 15. And the defenders trail 69-60. 5 seconds left. Drive into the lane. Basket by Gasing. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. She makes this one. It's a double-digit night for the freshman. Can make it a six-point ball game, but with 4.2 seconds left, just not enough time. Free throw by Gasing is good. She's 4-for-4 this evening. North College trails 69-63. Mount Marty will inbound it, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Mount Marty 69, North College 63. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from Laddie Semple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The North College Defenders lose to the Mount Marty Lancers in Women's Great Plains Athletic Conference action this evening, 69-63. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, 722-2313. Dort College led early in this one, 9-2. Mount Marty, though, went on a 16-2 run to lead 18-11 and never trailed again. We were tied at 30-30. That was the 3:13 left to go in the first half. And the Lancers proceeded to call a timeout, scored the next 6 points of the ball game, and went into the half up 37-31. In the second half, Mount Marty slowly built their lead up to 52-47. Beg your pardon, 62-47, a 15-point advantage. North College went on a 13-0 run to make it 62-60, but couldn't quite turn the corner and complete the comeback as they lose by an eventual 69-63 final score. North College led unofficially by Brianna Spronks, 18 points. Mount Marty topped by Alexa Berg unofficially with 17. Back with a rundown of all the scoring right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The numbers from tonight's ball game look like this. Dort College, 25 of 61 from the floor, 41%, 1 for 16 on three-pointers, 6.3%, 12 for 15 on free throws, 80%. For the Mount Marty Lancers, 22 of 56 from the floor, 39.3%, 10 of 25 on three-pointers, 40%, 15 of 22 on free throws, 68.2%. Dort College out rebounded Mount Marty 41-37. Turnovers, Dort College committed 21, Mount Marty committed 18. Individually, Brianna Spronk had 18 points for the defenders on 7 of 10 shooting. 16 for Kara Van Dyke, she was 8 for 16 from the floor. 10 points for Kayla Gasing. 6 points for Jamie Cook, 5 for Jessica Jelsma, 4 for Danelle Bone, and 2 points each for Kayla Adamson, Elise Marish, and that accounts for Dort College's 63. For the Lancers, 17 for Alexa Berg, 14 for Kylie Gross, 12 for Taylor Forsh, 6 each for Hannah Youngberg and Kaylee Karst, 5 points for Allison DeCam and Brittany Little, and 4 for April Wynn. Rebounding, Kara Van Dyke led Dort College with 8. three offensive and five defensive. Five rebounds for Brianna Sprunk. Five for Jessica Jelsma. Four for Jamie Cook. Four for Kayla Adamson. And three for Danelle Bone. For Mount Marty, five each for Alexa Berg and Taylor Forsh. Five as well for Kylie Gross. Four for Brittany Little. Brianna Sprunk had three assists, as did Jamie Cook for the defenders. Two steals each for the defenders, Danelle Bone, Jessica Jelsma, Brianna Sprunk, and Jamie Cook. Mount Marty's Taylor Forsh had five steals. Three assists for Taylor Forsh. Two assists each for Alexa Berg and Allison DeCam. And two assists for Hannah Youngberg. Mount Marty wins 69-63. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College loses to Mount Marty 69-63. Some scores that we have. Hastings defeats Midland 67-51. Morningside over Northwestern 68-52. No report on Nebraska Wesleyan and Concordia or Doan and Briarcliff in women's college basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is broker. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web. KDCR.dort.edu. Coming up for the Defender women, they'll be playing AIB next Monday in Des Moines. And from there, they will be hosting Dakota Wesleyan a week from tomorrow night, and then host Midland a week from this Saturday. So that's what lies ahead for the Dort College women's basketball team next week, three games on the schedule. Men's teams are warming up for tonight's men's half of the doubleheader. And as I say that, Coach Craig Steensma has made his way up into the Crow's Nest here at the Laddie Semple Arena. We will give him just a moment to catch his breath, and then we will talk about tonight's contest. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs, on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Pottery Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Coach Craig Steensma has joined me now, and Coach, your team started off well, hit a tough stretch, managed to keep it manageable by halftime. Thought maybe we'd have a replay of last Saturday, but just let it get away from you a little too much midway through the second half and too much ground to make up.
Right, we couldn't make any sustained runs. It seemed like we would get two or four in a row, and then we'd foul them, or they'd get a hit of three, or something would happen where they would keep us kind of double-digit lead. And you know, I just thought, you know, we had against that zone some really good wide open threes, you know, and we just, they didn't fall. And so 1-for-16 from three-point range makes it hard to win on the road. But, you know, we came back pretty well. We had a chance. I thought we rebounded much better in the second half. And, you know, just, you know, we need to be playing as probably as fast and hard as we can the entire game. And I think, you know, there was a little difference in the last 8 minutes as compared to the first 32 minutes in terms of just a sense of urgency. And some of that's being behind, but, you know, just another part of that is being ready to play and just you know, selling out right from the very first minute. And you know, we've got a lot to learn in that respect. And we have great team chemistry, just incredibly good chemistry. But the cohesion, you know, the playing together part is still a work in progress. And, you know, we need to fix that as quickly and fast. I do, as quick and fast as I can. Just the cohesiveness isn't there yet, for example, against zones. So I was happy with the comeback and the effort, but the results, you know, just hard to live with.
Mount Marty, a team that really gets to the free throw line a lot. You did a pretty good job, though, this evening, especially in the first half. You didn't allow them to get to the free throw line. Your defense wasn't awful. It just, you couldn't string together any points, it didn't seem like.
Right. You know, they're the run didn't came too late, you know, and just we were a couple shots or a little roll away from having it happen. Kara got a rebound. We were down 8, and it looked like she was going to go back up and score. And all of a sudden, the ball just popped out of her hands, and they grabbed it, and we fouled them. And then they went to the free throw line and made 2 free throws. So there were just things like that that it really, really made it hard for us to come back. Yet, they didn't, you know, the young ladies didn't quit, and, you know, that's just how they are. They're not going to quit, and that's a great thing about it is 40 minutes is a long time, and you always have time to come back, and, you know, I thought we did that pretty well.
Ended up leaning pretty heavily on Brianna Spronk and Kara Van Dyke on offense this evening, 18 and 16 points respectively. Kara finally got things rolling, it seemed like, in the last 10 minutes of the ball game.
She did. You know, she was, I thought, a little tentative on shots, and she'd get the ball at the top of the key, and we just wasn't sure what she wanted to do with it. So, you know, she's got work to do there, but, you know, she'll be all right. She's a very, very good player, very athletic, and she needs to keep working and getting better, and she will. You know, she's a great person to have on the team, has a great attitude, and Brianna also just works really, really hard. And, you know, she had 4 fouls there for a little bit, but, you know, she let us in that comeback.
What do you do now between now and Monday in terms of practices and things like that?
Well, they get to go home, you know, and that's for them. That's something they're looking forward to. And dealing with some, you know, family situations where one of our players is lost a relative today. And so, you know, she's going to go back home. Bethany Hall's going to go back home to Michigan. That's good for her. And then we get together. Next week we have 3 games, so we'll practice Monday and then play at AIB in Des Moines on Monday night.
Coach, I'll let you go. Tough one to lose here in Yankton. Like you said, you put together a run, but too little too late, and time to build on it from here in this 20-game conference schedule.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's contest. We'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma about this evening's men's contest right after this.